Hi. It sure is a lovely night for a walk, isn't it? Down this creepy, dark alleyway. No, I'm not scared of you. Why? Because I'm just a woman. A lonely lady. And it's so dark out. No. I don't think you're scary. If anything, you should be afraid. But I'm glad you're not. That means you feel it. Our connection. Oh, come here. My, you smell wonderful. Kind of makes me go a bit crazy. Why aren't you afraid? Oh, because you can handle your own. You're so cute. No, I'm sure you can handle your own. Oh, my love, you're one of those humans who don't believe in creatures other than what you've seen, huh? Oh, don't worry. Now you've seen me. A real vampire. Look at the fangs. Sharp and pointy. There. Now you can believe me. And now, you're gonna do what I say. You're gonna come with me to my home. And you're gonna let me love you, and adore you, and pamper you, and take care of you. Just let me love you, and I promise not to bite you. I only save that for the worst of the worst. You know, the awful humans. Like the humans that left me to, well, perish. Oh, you don't believe me. Because how could a vampire be real? Look into my eyes. They're beautiful, aren't they? Shiny in the moon's light. And you are gonna follow me. This way, my darling. What are you doing? You're listening to me. It's one of my abilities as a vampire that you don't really believe in, huh? That's the only form of proof you're getting for now. I'll show you my bad side later. I don't want to overwhelm you. This is crazy, but it's happening. You're following me. Now come this way, my love, where we can spend eternity together and just love one another. And I can finally be happy. I can finally feel joy. In this very dull and damp life. You know, once I turn you into a vampire, like me. But I won't do that until you realize you love me. Because then you won't leave me. And you'll adore me. And you'll do anything for me. True. I could hypnotize you. Make you believe you love me. But it's not the same. It's not genuine. And my abilities don't last forever. It would wear off. And I would have to use it on you again and again. That's not love. I want real love. I want you to realize we were meant to be together. that you love me with your entire being. I apologize if I am a little woozy, or if I'm not making much sense. I'm a bit hungry, and you smell awfully good. Oh, but don't worry. I would never think of biting you or draining you. Not until you are ready to be like me. In love and happily together as vampires, creatures of the night. You are so precious. You're terrified. I can smell it on you. You don't want to be a vampire. That's okay. You won't be until you're ready. So enjoy your humanity. Until you fall in love with me. And then you don't want to be away from me. And you'll tell me you love me. Every hour of the day, you'll tell me you love me. Oh, you're happy to be like me. And you'll thank me for finding you and making you realize how much you love me. And it'll be wonderful. And then I'll finally be happy in this miserable life. I'll finally be happy. And it's all because of you. Now keep following me. We'll get home and I can get you comfortable. Oh, you think you're a bad person? No, you're not. You're absolutely wonderful. If you were a bad human, I'd be able to smell it on you. And then I'd take care of you in a different way. So you better appreciate how good of a human you are. Keep following me. Don't fall behind now. A castle. You think I live in a castle? I mean, it's a very nice home. Very lovely. I wouldn't say castle. Those are for older vampires. Long, long ago. And don't worry. The neighbors are lovely humans. If they weren't, I wouldn't be living near them. Although they think I'm just a night owl, avoiding the sunlight because it's too much for me. And they'll think the same for you. That you sleep during the day and stay up all night because you love me so much and you're willing to do anything for me. Of course, you won't meet them until you're changed. Once you're ready, I'm not gonna overwhelm you. First, you have to realize your love for me. Your devotion towards me. And then you'll start feeling different. You'll want to do everything for me. And you'll love me. You will truly love me, and nothing will ever come between us. We'll be too powerful, too amazing, a force to be reckoned with. Apologies, my darling. I'm feeling a bit more fatigued than normal. I haven't eaten in a while. Normally I can go a few days, but I spent so much time watching you, I've been falling behind on my schedule. I have something at home, don't worry. I've kind of forgotten about it. You know, being so focused on the love of my life. Once we get home, and you're locked in your room, which is very cozy, nothing but the best for my darling. But once you're situated, I'll feast. And then, tomorrow night, we can talk more about this. How you were meant to be mine, and how you'll eventually be like me, and how we were meant to be together. And then I'll be happy. I'll be so happy. Let's pick up the pace, my darling. I'm feeling a bit off.